诸位菩萨，你们知不知道今天要讲的是净土法门？
Do you know we're going to talk about Pure Land Method today?
最近星期三我们在开法华经的课，我才知道说原来啊，每个众生都有自己相应的法门。
In the recent time, every Wednesday we're talking about Lotus Sutra, so I understand everybody have their own special method to practice.
我要问的是，净土法门是你平常修行法门的菩萨，请让我看看你，举手看看。
Please raise a hand if Pure Land Method is your method.
好，谢谢，请放下。其实我们要讲，就说现在我们把它分成什么净土法门呐、啊，就是净土法门呐、啊，禅修法门呐、啊，各种法门。其实回到佛陀开始说法的时候，佛陀在菩提树下悟道的时候，他开始说法。我们在天台中分成所谓的五十八教。
Now these days we all categorize the method of practice as a Pure Land method or meditation method, and but actually in Buddha's time, it categorized is all in the Pure Land method.
五十八教的第一识开始讲的是所谓的华严识，五个识哈。
Okay, in Buddha's time, there's a five period of time and eight different religion, and he categorized
五个时间。第一时就所谓的华严时。
The first time is Avatamsaka time.
华严时那个时候呢，佛说法的对象是所谓的法身大士，就是一生补处大士，说的是华严经。
In the period of Avatamsaka time, and when Buddha expounding the Dharma is
对象就是法身大士
is 法身的Bodhisattva. Is Dharma body Bodhisattva.
那时候讲主要是讲华严经。
At that time, the main topic is Avatamsaka Sutra.
华严经呢？他讲的是华藏世界的殊胜庄严相，就是各个佛国净土的殊胜庄严相。那个现象呢，只有法身大师听得懂，可是对声闻缘觉其他人是完全听不懂，像聋子一样根本都听不懂的。
At that time when Buddha explained Avatamsaka Sutra and how wonderful Avatamsaka Sutra is, only this Dharma body Bodhisattva understand, and other human or devas, and they could not understand.
可是后来我们来看《华严经》，重点还是谈到所谓的净土法门。
So when we come back to look at it, and the main point of Avatamsaka Sutra still focus on Pure Land.
为什么这么讲？因为在《华严经》里面，重点是有一个说善财童子五十三参，我想你们一定听过，对吗？
There's a very important point in Avatamsaka Sutra. Sudana and he went to 53 great bodhisattva to learn, which is the good practice method. You probably heard that before, right?
那另外也这边谈到什么的文殊菩萨跟普贤菩萨，对吗？文殊菩萨、普贤菩萨，尤其是文殊菩萨在引导这个善财童子五十三参，最后参导弥勒菩萨，最后参回来，他们讲的都是告诉他们怎么样去修所谓的到净土法门。
When Sudana visit Manjusri Bodhisattva, and Manjusri teach him a lot of things, and on the end, still leading back to Pure Land Method.
是，所以我们就知道说，其实华严经啊，华严经讲的就是净土法门。那华严经最后是讲到普贤菩萨的行愿品嘛，我们不是谈到普贤菩萨十大愿吗？对吗？其实也会回归到净土法门来。
Actually, Avatamsaka Sutra is really talking about Pure Land. Within Avatamsaka Sutra, there's a Samanta Bhaja, 10 great vows, and all come to the end is Pure Land method.
好，另外我看五十八教的最后一识，我们叫做法华涅槃识。
The last period of this five is
五十八愿，就讲到。
华严 is a Lotus Sutras period.
对，这个时候其实我们前两天假如菩萨们上课，我们谈到说有一个序，就是有一个律师叫道宣律师，道宣律师写了一个序， 他的序也是希望我们说，我们在透过华华经的修行之后，让六根清净能够早生净土。
Okay. In Lotus, in the preface of Lotus Sutra, this Vijnana teacher 道宣，
他谈到让大家能够修行，透过修行法华华华经的方式，能够六根清净，早生净土。
Okay, use practice Lotus Sutra's method and purify your own six sense organ, and then will reborn in the pure land.
所以这样我们看起来就是佛开始说法的第一时开始一直到最后一时的时候，其实贯穿全部的都是净土法门。
So we can see that from when Buddha expounding Dharma, the first period to the end of the period, it's really talking about the Pure Land Method.
为什么净土法门这么重要？
Why the Pure Land Method is so important?
因为我们对往生没有把握。
Because when we die, when we pass away, do you have a confidence? We don't.
所谓的把握就是我们没有办法知道自己下一生要去哪里，我们可能大部分人都是随意流转的。
What do you mean there's no confidence? Because we're not sure where we're going to go. And usually we just follow the flow of karmic retribution.
但是假如说大家有因缘听看到那个阿弥陀经的话，或甚至我们在谈这个四十八愿的，就会知道说这个法藏比丘当下因地发的愿的时候，只要我们能够净念相继往生当下清楚的念头，十大愿十大念念阿弥陀佛佛号的时候，其实你靠着你的信愿可以往生西方净土。
Actually if you ever have a chance to read Amitabha Sutra and you can see 法藏比丘And he at that time before he achieved Buddhahood and he gave a great vow to practice the Pure Land Method.
对，就是十愿十念的时候可以往生他的净土。十念十句佛号。
Recite 10 times Amitabha Buddha's name and then you can go to Western Pure Land.
这个方法就可以横超三界。就是超过欲界、色界、无色界，横超三界，直达净土。
And use this method, you can cross three rounds, desire round, and form round, and formless round, and directly go into pure land.
我们前面关于这个四十八愿已经讲过三次了，从去年的七月份两次，到今年的元月份一次，那这次是第四次。
This is the fourth time we talk about Amitabha's 48 great vows.
好，今天呢，我们希望把这个四十八愿圆满，好，让大家看真正能够完全了解这个阿弥陀佛四十八愿是多么的殊胜。
Today we want to complete this 48 vows and to let everybody understand how wonderful these 48 vows.
好，今天呢，我们要从第三十五个愿开始说起。
We're gonna start with vow 35.
所以在你们的 page 第几页啊？第几章？第四章。好
，page four.
OK， 好。假如说大家还记得的话，其实这个啊，法藏比丘这因地这四十八个愿呢，大概我们可以把它分成三大类。一类呢叫做法身愿，就是到时候我成佛的时候，我的法身有多庄严，比如说无量光、无量寿。
Actually, we can categorize these 48 vows into three categories. The first one is Dharma body vow. When Fa Zhang Bhikkhu, and before he achieved Buddhahood, this Dharma body is very wonderful and adorned, which is about 12 and 13.
所以大家可以稍微翻一下，我们看到第十二愿跟十三愿，来稍微看一下。成佛的时候呢，我的身体是无量光，而且是寿命是无量限，所以有无量光、无量寿的这两个愿，十二跟十三愿。
So vow 13. So My light and it's luminous.
And luminous.
Luminous is illuminate at least 1,000 of a kelpas. That's
无量光。
And then number 13,
lifespan.
Lifespan.
Unlimited.
Lifespan is limitless.
对，这两个愿哈，另外还有一个是17个愿。第17个愿是说，只要我成佛，所有十方世界一切佛都要来称扬赞叹我的佛国净土，我的佛名。
And then also vow 17, when I become Buddha, when I attain Buddhahood, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva all praise and glorify my name.
对，这三个愿就是所谓的法身愿，哈，法身愿。
These three vows, 12, 13, and 17, is the Dharma body vow.
好，另外呢，第二个愿叫净土，第二类的愿叫净土愿。
The second category is Pure Land Vow.
好，它就是第31跟32愿。OK, 请你们稍微翻一下31、32愿。
Which is about 31 and 32.
31愿是它的国土非常的清净。而且呢，这个清净你可以看到，清净到你可以照见十方的一切不可思议的诸佛世界，像明镜一样这么清楚。
So vow 31 is my land is so pure and is so clear. So and actually can reflect like a very clear mirror can reflect all the Buddha lands.
好，这个愿等一下我们会有一个愿会跟这个相关。在第32个愿就是国土非常的庄严。
And then vow number 32, my land is very adorned, it's very beautiful.
好，这两个愿是净土愿，其实还有一个愿，27的愿，我们可以翻到27。
And go to vow 27, this is also pure land vow.
你们翻到了吗？ 27 翻到了吗？ OK。27愿这个愿谈什么？谈到说我的佛国净土里面的国中的人，天跟人非常的庄严，另外一切的万物就是外在的一些环境都非常的庄严殊胜，而且无能称量，大家看到吗？
And this vow and also mentioned in my land everything is very beautiful and very adorned.
所以这三个愿其实就是所谓的国土的净土愿。那第27个愿等一下我们会也会有相关谈到它。好，除了这几个愿外，其他的愿全部都跟众生有关。
Well, this Pure Land Vow is vow number 31, 32, and 27. We're gonna have some vows and relate to these vows. And the rest of the vows, and they all talk about sentient beings.
好，那这些众生的这个部分呢，它大概把它分成三类哈。第一类就是我们一般所谓的天跟人。
Within this all sentient being vows, and also we can categorize into three categories. The first, and we talk about human and devas.
第二类叫做声闻。
The second one is called 声闻, which is when you hear the Dharma and you will become awakened.
第三类就是菩萨。
And the third is a Bodhisattva.
Okay. 好，那关于天人这个部分，我想到我前面三次大概都已经谈到差不多了，齁。还有声闻也谈了，那今天最主要是讲的是菩萨的这个部分。
For the first category, and with all the human endeavors, and with the second category, when you heard Buddha's name and you awaken, these already talk about it. Today, we main focus is on Bodhisattva's vow.
而且呢，今天的这部分的愿，大部分都是你只要在听到我的佛名，就有可能有一些可以成就的愿。
Most of all, we're going to talk about today is only when you hear Buddha's name, and then you will become awakened.
对，就是你只要听到我的愿，听到我的名字，那你就可以透过我的发愿修行，你可以得到一些益处。
Heard my name, and then you use that and to practice, and you will get a great benefit.
当你看到这样的愿的时候，你会非常的赞叹。我们现在别人听到你的名字有什么好处？
When you hear that, when you hear that this kind of vow, you will feel really amazed. But when people heard our name, what's the benefit of that?
但是你听到阿弥陀佛这四个字，哇，非常的非常的殊胜。
But when you heard Amitabha and this name, you feel It's very, very, great and wonderful.
好，那现在我们从第三十五个愿开始看，好，三十五个愿。
We're gonna start with 35.
好，三十五愿是说，是我得佛的时候，十方无量不可思议的诸佛世界，其中有女人的话，听到我的名字，而且是欢喜信乐，发菩提心，厌恶女身，受终之后，她就不会再生是女众。
Now, vow number 35, if when I attain Buddhahood, women in the immeasurable, inconceivable Buddha lands of the 10 quarters who have heard my name, rejoice in faith, awaken aspiration for enlightenment, and wish to renounce womanhood, shall after death be reborn again as a woman. May I not attain this perfect enlightenment?
好，这边重点不要先谈，先不要想说女众有什么不好，先不要这么快的反应这个东西哈、哦。等一下我们来谈它。
We're not gonna jump in conclusion. So what's wrong with woman? Why not as be a woman?
因为啊，因为我们修行要三期百劫，对吗？三期百劫的时候，其实女众生也有方便度众生的方法。所以当然在三期百劫当中，你可以发愿我要用女众生来度众生，像观世音菩萨就是一个很好的例子，对吗？
So when we practice Dharma, and it's going to go through many, many kalpas, and there's many different means, and it's a convenient method. Like, for example, Guanyin Bodhisattva, she usually presents a woman's body and to deliver sentient being. This is pretty good. This is one of a convenient method.
好，那我们先回来讲看这个愿。这个愿有几个重点，第一个是听到我的名字，你听到阿弥陀佛这四个字的名字，第一个，第二个是起欢喜心，而且深信，而且欢喜，而还有一个是要发菩提心之外，厌恶女神。
The main focus of this vow is three things. First, when you heard my name, rejoice in faith. That's the first one. And then the second, awaken aspiration for enlightenment.And the third, wish to renounce Buddha, a womanhood.
假如说你也发欢喜心嘛，哈，也欢喜心的，也发菩提心，但你说我就是要用你众生来度众生，当然 OK， 没有问题，当然是没有问题的。
Okay, if you wish, to do this when you hear Buddha's name, and rejoicing face, awaken aspiration for enlightenment, but I like this woman body.And I want to use a woman body to deliver other sentient beings. That's fine.
好，像我们现在看到的佛像，这个佛像是什么像？有女像吗？没有。有男像吗？有啊，没有。这个叫大丈夫像。
So now when we see Buddha's statue, do you see woman's, feminine's, figure in there?
没有。
Do you see a male figure in there?
有人点了，其实没有。
Actually, it's not. It's really the great characteristic of a Buddha statue. There's no male, there's no female.
那就叫大丈夫像。好，所以它重点是说，这个要所谓的厌女众像，其实要现大丈夫像。好，我们谈一个例子哈。最近菩萨们读《法华经》嘛，对吗？《法华经》里面有一个叫提婆达多品，就是我们这个礼拜要读提婆达多品。谈到这个龙女菩萨，我们来谈谈她。
Okay, and the Buddha statue actually shows this very special, uncommon characteristic of Buddha. Recently, we're talking about Lotus Sutra, and within the Lotus Sutra, there's a chapter and talk about this.
好，主要是讲什么？主要就是说那个多宝佛呢，他的侍者。这个事就跟多宝佛说，好，我们回去吧，我们不要在这里要走了。释迦牟尼佛就跟他讲说，你稍稍等一下，有一个文殊菩萨他就回来了，你可以跟文殊菩萨稍微谈论一下佛法。
The story goes, and when Buddha talk about Dharma, this Dōbǎo Buddha, and after finish hearing the Buddha, he's ready to leave. And Buddha say, oh, hold on a second. Bodhisattva Manjusri is going to come back soon, so why don't you stay and then talk some Dharma with him?
就他就问文殊菩萨说，你去龙宫度众生还好吗？
Buddha asks Bodhisattva Manjusri, when you go down to the Dragon Palace and to deliver sentient being, how was it?
他就说很好啊，而且他说在龙宫里面有一个龙女才八岁，她智慧立根，她非常的立根。
Bodhisattva Manjushri said, oh, it was really good. And when I down at Dragon's Palace and I met this 8 years old dragon girl, and she's very sharp, and she has very, very sharp roots. She's very smart.
说，然后这个时候呢，正好这个龙女就出现了。龙女就出现之后呢，然后他们就看到龙女，那龙女就讲说，她说我希望能够成佛。
At that time, this dragon girl appears and showed up, and dragon girl said, I want to achieve Buddhahood.
所以当下那个舍利佛就跟龙女讲说，他说这边就是讲，他讲说女生是会垢睡，非是法器，而且女众有五障，是不得做梵天王，不得做帝释，不得做魔王，不得做转轮圣王，不得佛身。我想大家菩萨在点头，你们就看到这个经文了。
At that time, Sariputra was saying and to the little dragon girl, say, well, woman's body is dirty, it's not a Dharma tool. And then also, women's body have five hindrances. First, and cannot be a Brahman king, and second, cannot be an Indra king, and the third, cannot be a Mara king, and the fourth, cannot be a Charavati king, and the fifth, cannot be a Buddha.
所以当下这个龙女手上有一个珠，就献给佛。佛当下接受之后，他就跟舍利佛讲说：“你看看，佛接受我的佛珠快不快
？”At that time, this little dragon girl has a very precious pearl in her hand, and she offered it to Buddha, and Buddha accepted. And the little girl, dragon girl, say, "See how fast the Buddha accepting my treasure pearl."
他说：“我成佛比这个更快。
”And she say, "Well, watch it. When I become achieve Buddhahood, even faster than that."
当下的时候，就看到这个龙女现一个大张分身之后，就成佛去了。
And at that split second, you see this little dragon girl and showing the special and common characteristic of a Buddha.
这个东西在讲过程讲什么？要成佛，要先现大丈夫相，对吧？看到了吗？对。
And this is the moral of the story is that if you want to achieve Buddhahood, you have to show this special uncommon characteristic of a Buddha.
所以这个愿就在谈，就是说，真的你要成佛的时候，一定要现大丈夫相。所以假如说你发愿说我要成佛了，我希望不要再现女众相的话，你可以透过这个愿来达到。
When you give a vow and you want to achieve Buddhahood and you want to show this special uncommon characteristic Buddha, so, and then you can achieve that.
但是假如说你在这个累生累劫当中你还说我要用女众先生来度众生，当然是可以的，没有问题，没有问题。
But if you give a vow and say, regardless of how many lifetime and I want to deliver sentient being, use woman body, that's no problem too.
Okay. 所以不要在这个女众这两个字上下功夫，哦，不是这个样子的。
Don't get stuck on the word of woman.
Okay, 好，接着我们看第三十六个愿。
We're gonna see the vow number 36.
就说，设我得佛的时候，十方无量不可思议的诸佛世界，诸声闻众听到我的名字，受终之后，常修犯恨，至成佛道。若不尔者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood.Bodhisattva in the immeasurable, inconceivable Buddha land of the ten quarters, who have heard my name, should not, after the end of their lives, always perform sacred practice until they reach Buddhahood. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，这个是讲说，十方世界的菩萨听到我的名字，表示他不在他的佛国净土里面，不在西方净土里面，在其他的佛国净土里面的菩萨，只要听到我的名字之后的下一生，因为菩萨本身就是在修行了。就犯恨了，在下一生的时候，你从那个开始一直到成佛，通通每一生都会修犯行，所谓的犯恨。
When you see this Buddha land of ten quarters, that means it's really not in Amitabha's Buddha land. And these Bodhisattva and already been practiced this sacred practice.And when they pass away, and because they always been practiced, and they're going to continue this practice in life after life.
好，修梵行有什么？为什么那么重要？
Why perform the sacred practice is so important?
在《无量寿经》里面谈到说有三辈往生，上辈、中辈、下辈往生，只有出家做沙门，他是修清净梵行，才有办法上辈往生。
In Infinite Life and Sutra talk about these three classes pass away.
只有出家做沙门是上辈往生。
Only the first highest class and a superior class and which means become monastic.
修清净梵行。
And then you can practice this sacred, you can perform this sacred practice. Otherwise, you may not have a chance to practice.
这样，其他的就是其他的，你纵使发心、发愿、发菩提心，大概只能是中辈或是下辈往生，但是不是不能，而是只能用中辈或下辈往生。只有修清净梵行出家了，才有办法说所谓的上辈往生。
When you give a great vows and you practice and you probably only get into a middle class and you will not get into become a superior class. Only when you join monastic life and then practice this pure practice and then you will get to the superior class.
好，那我们来看为什么佛他当然发愿，他也修行，我们知道。这个法藏比丘他发了愿之后其实修了五大劫嘛，五大劫之后才成佛，就是在修他的这些他的愿心，然后修各种的菩萨行。我们要说说他到底修了什么样的行，让他的国度能够菩萨听到他的名字能够修梵行。
When a 法藏比丘 and give this great vows, he actually practiced five big kalpas. We want to know what kind of vow he gave, and so bodhisattvas and then can practice use this great vow to practice.
Okay, 好，在那个《大波涅盘经》里面，我想菩萨们，我有给你们这份讲义的哈，你们看到的话，《大波涅盘经》好有讲说，持在因地的时候修持什么？持不淫戒，持不淫戒的时候，国中的众生就是能够远离贪淫。称慧痴心，而且一切无有饥渴苦恼，就是他就没有这种淫欲心，会求清净心，所以就是修不淫戒。
In the Mahanavana Sutra, we're talking about upholding this precept and no sexual misconduct, and actually, and this actually extend even more. In this land, in the land of all sentient beings, cut off from greed, hatred, and ignorance, and leave far away this hunger, desire, and
这些所谓的贪，这个贪不只是对物质的贪，对是身心的贪都有，离这个身心的贪欲。
This greed is not only talk about materialistic, it's also toward the body and phenomena or everything, hunger for everything.
所以重点他就是修这个所谓清净行，就是不淫逸不淫戒。
And when he practices a pure practice, it's talking about this far away and uphold this, this precept, this is what it means, far away from the hunger desire.
好，接着我们来看第37个愿。
We're going to talk about vow 37.
好，设我得佛，十万无量不可思议诸佛世界，诸天人民闻我名字，五体投地，举手作礼，欢喜信乐，修菩萨行，诸天世人莫不自敬，若不尔者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, human endeavors in the immeasurable, inconceivable Buddha lands of the ten quarters, who have heard my name, prostrate themselves on the ground to revere and worship me, rejoice in faith, perform bodhisattva practice, should not be respected by all devas and people of the world, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，这个愿里面有两个重点。第一个愿呢是说，是讲十方世界的人，天跟人，他听到佛的名字之后就会五体投地起手作礼， 而且欢喜心的修菩萨行。
There's a two main point in this vow. All the human endeavors, when they heard my name, they will rejoice in faith and perform bodhisattva practice.
啊，我先跟他讲，你手上的那份讲义，今天你可以带走，所以上面你可以要做你的记号，可以的。好，今天 OK， 好。
You can take the hangout today and feel free to mark anything you want.
好，第二个部分是说，你听到佛名号，你去顶礼佛之后，其他的人也会来顶礼你，其他人会对你致敬。
And the second main point is when you heard Buddha's name and you prostrate to Buddha, and then other people, it will be respect to you, will pay respect to you too.
这个就是好像你因地做，马上那个果报就出来了。
This is like you plan this course and the conditions come out right away.
为什么我们只要去听到佛的名号，我们去顶礼佛，别人会来礼敬我们呢？
Why is that? And when we heard Buddha's name, and all the people will respect us.
主要是佛哈，主要是阿弥陀佛本身呐、啊，是无量光、无量寿，而且无量的大愿，是什么？智慧无量、慈悲喜舍无量、一切一切无量。就因为他是这样子无量，所以我们顶礼他的时候，我们就有无量的功德，然后众生就会来顶礼。
The main reason is Amitabha, and he has a limitless light and limitless lifespan. So when we prostrate to Amitabha Buddha, and people and it will pay respect to us.
对，你看哈，像我们在普贤菩萨不是有十大愿吗？对吗？礼敬诸佛，称赞如来。你看。所以现在我们在讲到普贤菩萨的时候，我们是用个什么样的心态？是比很欢喜跟恭敬，对吗？一样的道理。
For example, Samantabhadra has 10 great vows. When we see those 10 great vows, and we are really rejoice and happy, and that's the same reason.
在华严经里面讲过，他说只要众生哦发菩提心呢，天人就会给你善华。纵使他是凡夫的时候，他的地位已经超过一切声闻。就是你发菩提心，所以我们在礼佛，其实我们就欢喜赞叹佛的心，我们也愿意学习佛的这些菩提心的时候，当下其实天人为什么就会因为这样而来赞叹。
Even in Avatamsaka Sutra and mentioned, if all sentient beings arrive Bodhi Mind, all the devas and it will scatter flowers. Even though you're still ordinary people, but by your position actually already far beyond those who heard Buddha's name and become enlightened.
主要是因为你礼敬佛的那份恭敬心，愿意学习佛的菩提愿，这样的这个心，让天人来敬仰。
The main thing is you pay respect to the Buddha, and this is sincerity, and you want to learn from Buddha's and this vow, and that's why people will pay respect to you.
好，接着我们来看第38个愿。
We're gonna see about number 38.
好，38个愿讲说，是我得佛的时候，国中的人天欲得衣服，随念即至，如佛所赞，应法妙服，自然在身。若有裁缝染制挽笛者，不取正解。这个愿叫衣服随念愿。
Vow number 38 is If when we attain Buddhahood, human endeavors in my land should not obtain clothing, as soon as such a desire arises in their mind, if the fine robes as prescribed and praised by the Buddhas should not be spontaneously provided for them to wear, and if those clothes should need sewing, bleaching, dyeing, and or washing, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，有些这个愿已经讲过，但是我们再来谈谈它，就是说在这个在他的国中里的天人的事情。
Actually, we already talk about this vow, but we're going to talk again. This is talk the human endeavors in his land.
你可以看到这个愿哈，前面几个愿是其他的国度听到我的名字的菩萨们怎么怎么怎么，这个谈到我的国度的天人，你可以看到说当初这个 法上比丘发愿是一个愿一个愿一个愿一个愿发的，不是同时发的愿，可以看得出来吗？
And when you see this is in my land and other vows in other land, and then really when Fajang Bhikkhu and when he great when he arise these 48 great vows, it's not come all together, it's one by one, one by one.
所以这个这边就是一个愿是国中的天人，跟前面的那个好像又不一样了，好。
That's why I just mentioned about in my land, the human and the divas.
我要问的是，你们现在会常常觉得永远少一件衣服吗？常常需要去买一件衣服吗？
And I want to ask you, are you always cannot find what you want to wear in your closet?
是不是永远都要需要去买一件衣服，是吗？
I always want to go out to buy new outfit.
但是在西方极乐世界不必耶，你看他说想要衣服的时候，念头起了就有了。
Well, in Western Pure Land, you never need to buy any other clothes. And as soon as you arise the mind and desire, say, oh, I want a new clothes, and you will have it.
但是而且这个衣服是什么？这是佛所赞叹的的应法妙服。
And this clothes is not ordinary clothing. It's the fine robes as prescribed and praised by the Buddhas.
怎么样？对你们有没有吸引力啊？有没有想要去西方极乐世界？有吗？
It is very attractive. Do you want to go to Western Pure Land?
而且这个衣服怎么样？还不用裁剪哦，也不用缝哦，也不用染哦，而且不用洗耶。
Isn't this great? This clothing does not need to be sewed and bleached and dyed and washed. Isn't that wonderful?
是吗？是不是真的很好？对吗？好，而且你想要什么样都有什么样子，是太好了。
It's very good, and whatever style you want, you will have it.
好，那我们回来讲说。其实在欲界的欲界不是三界吗？欲界的天人其实他就有一个特质，可以失一得一，失十得十。
Actually in the desire realm, the people in the desire realm, they all have this capability and possibility, and whatever you want to fool, you thought about it and then you will have a fool. Whenever you thought about you want a clothing and you will have a clothing, they all have this merit.
但是在欲界的像我们这个人就不行了，就要很努力去赚钱去买衣服，对吗？
But that's only applied to divas. And we live in the desire realm. We are only human. When we thought about food and clothing, we have to buy it.
好，我们进一步讲，到极乐世界就更好了。不但是只要叫天衣无缝啊，因为就不缝嘛，天衣无缝，而且不必洗也不必烫，然后随心所欲，哇，这个而且他的衣服很细致，很美妙，很柔软，这个不是我们人间可以比的。
That's all for the desire realm, and but in the Western Pure Land, all sentient beings even have a better merit. Their clothing and doesn't need to be dyed and washed and ironed. As soon as you thought about it, you will have this beautiful clothing, and then it's very soft and very fit and very beautiful, and cannot compare the clothing we have here in the world.
所以你就可以去 design 自己要的衣服，对吧？
You can go design whatever you want to wear over there.
哇，很欢喜，对不对？我看不知道都好欢喜啊。
Isn't that really wonderful?
但是它的前提条件是要去希望极乐世界，对吧？对。
But the basic requirement, the first requirement, you have to go to Western Pure Land to get it.
对，但是去西方极乐世界容不容易？
Is it easy to go to Western Pure Land?
不容易吗？
Is it hard?
哎，你们忘记了吗？佛怎么说的？平常的时候要念佛，对不对？你往生当下十念相继不断，十念不是很简单吗？简不简单？十口气，简不简单？
Actually, it's real easy. Do you remember what Amitabha Buddha said? When you're ready to pass away, and you just recite 10 times and, Amitabha Buddha's name, you can go there. Just 10 times.
我要问大家一个问题，你早上起来拿起牙刷，要刷牙的时候，你会放错地方吗？不会吗？你会放到嘴巴里面，对不对？是吗？这变成我们的习惯了，对不对？是不是？我们会变成习惯。所以把念佛念成习惯之后，你要它就有来了，对吗？
Let me ask you a question. Every morning when you brush your teeth, you will just put it into your mouth and start doing it. You will not put it into any part of your body, your nose, right? Because it's a habitual tendency, and you will do that. So when you recite Buddha's name, become part of your habit, and when encounter any situation, your habit will kick in, and you just start recite Buddha's name.
这样大家懂吗？其实这就是方法。平常的时候念佛，念习惯的时候，当你念头一提，就可以提佛号起来。那这样的话，往生当下的时候，只要念头一起，就有希望能够往生西方极乐世界了。
This is really tell you is once you recite Buddha's name become a habit. So any situation you can just start recite Buddha's name, especially when you're ready to pass away and to go to the next life, and you will start recite Buddha's name as a habit.
记不记得那有一次住持法师跟大家分享说？当有状况的时候，我们说好，我来修禅修吧。常常那个心还是没有办法清净，对不对？可是他说，你要念头一提，提到佛号，只要佛号一提就有了。对。
Remember when Guo Xin Fa Shi said, and when you encounter this tough situation, and at that time, and you want to practice meditation, and you may not be able to do that, the easiest way is to raise the Buddha's name and start to recite it, and then at that moment you can calm down.
是嘛？哈，所以大家知道，其实念佛是很说它很容易，也很容易啦。只要你常常念，常常念，变成你的习惯，变成习惯就好了，那就可以用它。所以要在所有在一直就是我们在因地，我应该就是我们的因地哈，就开始要念佛了，念佛念佛练习念佛。
Actually, this is really easy. And once you become a habit, anytime, anywhere, and you just start recite Buddha's name, it's become your habit. And so, and the time is doing it now, doing it every day.
Okay, 好。所以我们这边谈到了，也谈到修行方法了哈。好，我接着我们看第39个愿。
We talk about how to practice. And now we're going to talk about vow 39.
好，是我得佛的时候，国中人天所受快乐。不如漏尽比丘者不取正觉，这个愿叫做乐如漏尽愿。
If when I attain Buddhahood, human devas in my land should not enjoy happiness and pleasure compared to that a monk who has exhausted all passions. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
OK, 这边谈到什么叫漏尽比丘。好，重点就是说这个所谓的漏尽就是烦恼断尽的意思，烦恼断尽了。那因为当初呢，所有的像阿罗汉，像断尽烦恼断尽，在佛陀那个时候基本上都是阿罗汉了，所以用比丘两个字来形容，好，漏尽比丘。
Here we talk about a monk or exhaust all passions vexations. What is exhaust all passion? When a monk practices to exhaust all passion and vexation delusions, it already become arhat. That's why we can also call exhaust all passion arhat.
但是你往生不必是一定要现比丘相了，人天也可以往生西方极乐世界，对不对？只是说他那个形容那个快乐像漏尽比丘一样。
When you are ready to pass away, you don't have to be a practice to a level exhaust all passions and a delusion. They only talk about the happiness, just like exhaust all passions and vexations.
好，那这个漏尽比丘这种 level 在小圣叫阿罗汉嘛，哈，在大圣就是所谓的八地菩萨。
Exhaust all vexations in this kind of level in Theravada we call arhat, but in Mahayana we call eighth stage in the Bodhisattva.
所以意思是说，你在这个西方极乐世界是这么样的快乐，像八地以上的菩萨或是像阿罗汉这么样的快乐，所有烦恼都没有了。
And it's really to describe this happiness.And exhaust all vexation, as joyful as Theravada's arhat or Mahayana's eighth stage in Bodhisattva, this kind of joy.
好，我们其实这个愿呢，我们可以回来翻到我们的第五、第六、第七、第八、第九个愿，大家翻回来看看，在应该是 page 1吧。
Actually, we can go back to the vowel of number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
你们翻到了吗？你们看第五个愿是什么愿呢、啊？叫做宿命愿，对吗？第六个愿叫天眼愿，第七个愿叫天耳愿，第八个愿叫他心通啊，第九个愿叫神足通，对吗？这是前面的五个通，这五个通是一般外道都有的。
We go back to look at vowel 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 5 is knowing events and occur during the previous hundreds of kalpas. Number 6 is possess divine eyes or seeing hundreds of thousands of kalpas. Number 7 is has divine ears. And to see on this Buddha land, hundreds of thousands of Buddha land. Number 8 is have this knowing thoughts of others. Number 9 is have a supernatural power of traveling anywhere in one instance.
那前面这五个愿，一般外道都可以修行修得到，只有这个愿一定要在佛道里面修。
All these vows and the practice level can be achieved by other religions, but number 39 exhausts all vexations only can be practiced here and in Mahayana.
一般来说，我们都会觉得说，其实应该是大菩萨以上，其实就有这个漏尽哦，就有漏尽通。所以为什么这个愿在这么后面发，它不会在前面那五个愿一起？因为那五个愿外道都有的，可是这个愿是后来，当然这个。华藏比丘一直修行，一直到修行到最后了，还是发了一个这样的愿，39愿才发到说，也可以根据我的修行力，我希望众生有办法所谓得到漏尽快乐。
Why we put this vow on the very behind on the later part of his 48 vows? Because the first 5 vows and can be achieved by other religions, only this vow and can be achieved and can be achieved and by Arhat or a stage of Bodhisattva, and really this joyness and this happiness.
为什么佛就是修行之后的什么样的愿力，可以让他的这边国中的人天有这么样的快乐，而且能够断尽所有的烦恼？重点是他在印地的时候发了一个叫不起语，持不起语戒。
Why he can achieve this happiness? The main point is when Fa Zhang Bhikkhu, before he achieved Buddhahood, he raised a great vow and he uphold non-frivolous talk and precept.
就在这个不起语的这个戒上，就成佛。他说：“我的国土一切众生没有苦恼，就是没有烦恼。”
This vow is in my land, all sentient beings will not have any vexations.
所以菩萨们，你可以知道说，因地修行很重要，对吗？这个修行的重要，可以我们知道是可以 relay， 就是可以相关到以后你的佛国净土是怎么样去建它的，怎么建成的。
That's why you can see practice now. Here is very important. However, you practice, whatever you practice, it will affect you. In the future, in the Pure Land.
你们开始建你的佛国净土了吗？
Are you starting building your Pure Land?
是，对，就是我们现在开始在因地。什么叫因地？就是成佛之前这个过程通常叫因地。我们开始一分一分的修行，就会成就我们自己以后的佛国净土。
This is the process before you achieve Buddhahood. You have to work really hard. And that's the time, that's precisely the time we need to practice.
好，接着我们来看第40个愿。
We're going to see number about 40.
是我得佛的时候，国中菩萨随意遇见十方无量严禁佛土，应时如愿，于宝树中悉皆照见，犹如明镜。睹其面相，入不尔者不取正觉。这样，这个愿叫做树中普见佛土愿。
If when I attain Buddhahood, the Bodhisattva in my land who wish to see immeasurable glorious Buddha land of the ten quarters should not be able to view all of them reflect in the jewel trees, just as one sees one's face reflect on the, in the clear mirror, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，这是讲说，来到我国中的菩萨，就是他已经修到菩萨位阶的时候，他随时想要去看各个佛国净土 的清净庄严像的时候，随时可以看到，而且呢，透过那个在西方极乐世界那些宝树、七宝所有的树上去看它，而且亲的看得非常清楚，像镜子一样可以看到各个佛国净土。
This is talk about it, and now when I achieve Buddhahood, all the Bodhisattva in my land, if they want to see innumerous and immeasurable, inconceivable Buddha land, and they can, the moment they arise their mind, and they can see in the jewel tree, it's like a clear mirror and a reflect, and they can see all the Buddha land.
好，这个我们可以请菩萨们翻到第三十一个愿，这个净土愿这个部分跟这个有相关。
We're going to look in vow number 31, Pure Land of Vow.
三十一愿是讲说，是我得佛的时候，我的国土清净，悉能照见十方一切无量无数不可思议诸佛世界，犹如明镜，看到吗？
In this vow, and it says, if when I attain Buddhahood, my land should not be resplendent and revealed in the light of all immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable Buddha land, like an image reflect in a clear mirror, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
所以这个愿已经讲说，他的佛国净土是非常清、非常清净庄严，对不对？就像镜子一样，所以你就可以看到十方世界。然后来到他的佛宫的时候，这些菩萨们。你的念头一起，透过这个方式就可以看到诸佛世界。
This voice is talking about in his pure land. You can see other Buddha land, and it's so clearly, like in the clear mirrors. And also related this vow. The moment you arise your mind, you can see other Buddha land.
好，我们要来想想看哈，这个愿他为什么会发一个这样的愿
？Why he give it Why he give a rise to this kind of vow?
菩萨有没有想说，法师你很奇怪，那菩萨发的愿你怎么去猜呢？对的，对的，对的，对的，对，每次菩萨讲对了，讲对了，是是是，是的，是的。
How do I know why he gave this vow? This lady mentioned say, because, before I gave this kind of vow, and, that's why I want to see in, this Buddha land.
因为当这个法藏比丘在因地的时候，他是个国王，对不对？这个国王听到那个，看到那个佛的庄严像，那是佛教释自在王佛，看到佛的庄严像，听到佛的说法，他非常的羡慕，他就跟佛讲说，我想出家。而且我想成就一个很大的佛国净土，就那个发愿呢，当下的佛给他看到一个210亿个诸佛世界的佛国净土，所以他才能建构一个这么殊胜庄严的阿弥陀佛这个安乐国。
What happened was when Fa Zhang Bhikkhu and before he achieved Buddhahood, he already gave a vows and I want to achieve Buddhahood, and so. That's why he gave this great vows. And so Buddha led him to see about 210 billion wonderful Buddha land. That's why he can use all this and then to build a big Buddha land, which is Western Pure Land.
所以他也觉得参学很重要嘛，齁，对吧？
So learning from others is very important.
所以现在我们要去西方极乐世界也是去参学啊，是吗？是的。所以去西方极乐世界还是很重要的一个成佛的因素，不是吗？对。
So now we are practicing and how to go to Pure Land. The process is very important. We're learning how to get there.
Okay. 好，所以这个愿就会知道说，当初他是因为这样的因素，他建立一个这么殊胜的庄严的，所以他也希望众生也因为这样的因素建立一个殊胜的庄严国度。
At that time, and that was the reason he wanted to build a Western Pure Land, and then also he wanted to use this vow to let people understand, and that's the reason he built Western Pure Land.
好，那这个愿里面谈到说他的宝树，他的国度中的七宝庄严像，所以我们谈到说为什么他的国度能够有七宝庄严像，重点是因为他在因地的时候修了所谓的不脱道戒。
How can he build such a wonderful Buddha land? Because before he achieved Buddhahood, he uphold this precept, non-stealing.
因为在这个大波涅盘经里面讲说，你持着这个不偷盗戒呢，所得的国土纯是七宝，众生富足，所欲自治，要什么有什么，而且是七宝具足。
Because in this Mahanirvana Sutra, it talks about it. In this land, and it's all made with all different kind of jewel, and all the sentient being is very sufficient, every rich, and so they it's all okay. If whatever they want to get, they will have.
是对对这样，所以这也是一个修行方法，对吗？是吗？是的，是的。
This is one method to practice also.
好，我们接着看四十一个愿。
I'm going to see about number 41.
设我得佛，他方国土的诸菩萨众闻我名字，至于得佛，诸根缺漏不具足者，不取正觉。意思是说，听到我的名字的菩萨们，一直到成佛之际，他一定是六根具足。
Vow number 41. When I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the land of the other quarters who hear my name should, at any time before becoming Buddhas, have an impaired, inferior, and incomplete sense organ. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
重点是，他方国土的菩萨只要听到我名字就可以这样子。哇，这样的愿非常的不可思议哈。
The main point is, other Buddha land,Whenever they hear my name, and they can achieve this.
好，我们会来问说，六根具足有什么殊胜性？为什么一定要六根具足？
What's so special about complete six sense organ?
你们看到哪一尊佛像不是六根具足的？六根具足就是其实是大庄严像，就是所以三十二像里面很基本的东西啊，一定要是六根具足啊。
When you see old Buddha statue, you don't see them missing anything, right? Missing arms and legs and limbs. That's why it's really, really basic to have a complete sixth sense organ.
就是说，你假如说你这一生，你现在当下这一生六根不具足，但是你的来生，你听到佛的名号，来生就能够六根具足。那当下六根不具足的时候，慢慢修行，比如说有可能。有些根尘会变好的，有些根会变好的。
Even though in this lifetime you may missing a sense organ, after heard Amitabha's name in the next lifetime, and you will have all complete sense organs. Even in this lifetime you're missing something, but if you keep practicing and keep reciting Amitabha's name and the form, the facial figure, it will change.
好，那我们说为什么他可以持一个这样的，持一个发一个样这样的一个愿？重点是在因地的时候修了所谓的不杀生戒，不杀生戒。
Why he can give a raise into this vow? Because before he attained Buddhahood, he uphold this precept, non-killing.
好，我们在讲佛的愿的时候，其实谈到我们的修行方法。所以每一个愿当中都有relate到我们的修行方法，这才是我今天讲这样的这个重点。
The main point we talk about this 48 great vows is every single vow has the method of a practice. That's the key point today.
好，接着我们看第四十二个愿。
We're going to see vow number 42.
设我得佛的时候，他方国土的诸菩萨众闻我名字，皆悉待得清净解脱三昧。住持三昧一发一勤，供养无量不可思议诸佛世尊，而不失定义。若不尔者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the lands of other quarters who hear my name should not all attain the samadhi called pure emancipation, and while dwelling therein without losing concentration, should not be able to make offering in one instance.To immeasurable and inconceivable Buddhas, world honor one, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，这谈到说，他方国土的菩萨听到我，只要听到我的名字，就能够得到所谓的身口意清净三昧。
This talk about Bodhisattva in the other Buddha land, as soon as they hear my name and will get this three pure karmic, it's the body, speech, and mind, and your body and speech and mind will be purified.
好，在这个三昧当中呢，你只要动念头说我要去供养十方不可思议的世尊的时候，你去供养他，但是呢，人在定中，不失定义。
And also, in the samadhi, and I arise mind, I want to make offering unto Buddhas, and then I still will be able to do that and will not lose the concentration.
我们怎么样就能够供养，同时供养十方世界的不可思议诸佛？
How can we do that? To make offerings to all 10 different quarters and all Buddhas. How can we do that?
有一个例子，普贤菩萨不是十大愿吗？礼敬诸佛，称赞人，广修供养，对吗？为什么这个普贤菩萨可以广修供养？因为他因地已经修了，发愿修行，所以他同时可以在十方世界去供养一切佛。那我们一般众生供养一尊佛就供养的啊，我们台湾叫做哩啦啦这样子，就是是吗齁？可是呢，普贤菩萨可以这样子，表示他是修行很得力的，修行得力。说这边讲说，纵使这样的时候，我修行很得力的时候，在定中我同时供养这么多佛的时候，还不失定义。
Samanta Bhaja, ten great vows, the third vows and make offerings. How can he do that? And because he already practiced for very, very long time, and that's why when he make this vow, he be able to do that, and also make offering in concentration, in full concentration.
好，所以只要听到他的佛名，听到阿弥陀佛的佛名，你就可以做这样的事情，诸佛菩萨。你就可以，不管是身，即使是身口意三业清净之外，这个定中之外，你还可以供养一切的佛。
Only when you hear Amitabha Buddha's name, you can do that. And within deep samadhi, within concentration, and you can also make offerings to thousands of innumerable Buddha.
好，接着我们看第43个愿。
I'm gonna see number vow 43.
设我得佛他方国土的诸菩萨众闻我名字受终之后身尊贵家若不讹者不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the land of the other quarters who hear my name should not be reborn into noble families after their death, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
我们先讲什么叫尊贵家，一般来说就是帝王家，国王啊，大臣啊，大官啊，那些他们的孩子，好，这样子。
What's noble family? You talk about king, chancellor, or high government officials' family.
好，那你说法师，那生这些尊贵家到底有什么殊胜呢、啊、
？What's so good about it? What's so special about it? Born in the noble families.
我们来看看哈，法藏比丘印地是什么？是一个国王哎、欸，对吗？是啊。然后呢，释迦牟尼佛印地是什么？是王子哎，所以才叫身尊贵家，还真是很殊胜呢。
For example, Bajang Bhikkhu before he become a monastic, and he was a king, and our Shakyamuni Buddha before he become monastic, he's a prince. That's why it's so good about it, and to born in the noble family.
那为什么我们在称念这个阿弥陀佛号的时候就有这么殊胜 的方法呢？主要是因为阿弥陀佛的佛号里面含藏的无量的功德，无量无量的功德，所以他方的菩萨只要听到他的名字的时候，趁着佛的这个无量功德的来引导他能够生在尊贵家。
When we hear Amitabha Buddha's name,And because within this name really consists of innumerable virtues and merits. And so that will lead us, when we recite Amitabha Buddha's name, that will lead us to be reborn in the noble families.
所以你才知道说阿弥陀佛这四个字不是你随便念念的，它是真的非常的殊胜。你看呢，每一个只要听到那阿弥陀佛这四个字， 谁念都有可以哦，我们念给菩萨听也同样的有这样的方式，同样的这样的功能。人家说阿弥陀佛那个愿，所以那四个字是含暗暗藏的无量的功德，无量的愿力。
That's why Amitabha's name is just another name, and you can recite without thinking. It's no, because this Amitabha Buddha's name contains innumerable virtues and merits. So when we recite it, and that will help us to get to the Noble Family.
所以你不要多念佛吧，是吗？是的，对。好，接着我们看第四十四个愿。
We're going to see about number 44.
好。设我得佛，他方国土诸菩萨众闻我名字，欢喜踊跃，修菩萨行，具足得本。若不尔者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the land of other quarters who hear my name should not rejoice so greatly as to dance and perform the Bodhisattva practice, and should not acquire store of merit, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
这谈到说，他方国土的菩萨听到我的名字的时候，这么欢喜去修菩萨行，而且具足各种的善根。
This is really talk about it. And Bodhisattva in other Buddha land, when they heard my name, and they were so rejoicing to perform a Bodhisattva practice, and then has all the karmic roots be matured.
修菩萨行主要是修什么？修六度万恨，修六度，六度，而且是。一起修，一修同时修，六度同时修，一修同时修，一修一切修。
How to practice Bodhisattva practice is when you do one practice, and that means you practice everything and six parameter in practice at the same time.
我想六度大家知道嘛，哈，从布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧。六度齐修
six parameter. And do you know what's a six parameter? Six parameter is offering, upper precept, endurance or endurance, diligent,
禅定,
meditation and
智慧,
wisdom.
对，好。所以其实应该讲说，其实念佛就是六度同修了，念佛就是六度齐修了。
Actually, reciting Buddha's name, you practice six paramita at the same time.
好，接着我们看第四十五个愿。
I'm going to see vow number 45.
好，设我得佛的时候，他方国土诸菩萨众闻我名字，皆悉戴德普等三昧，住持三昧，至于成佛，常见无量不可思议一切如来，若不尔者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the land of other quarters who hear my name should not all attain the samadhi called universal equality, and while dwelling in within, should not always be able to see the immeasurable, inconceivable Tathagata until those Bodhisattvas too become Buddhas. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，这边谈到所谓的普等三昧，我们来解释一下普等三昧。
What's universal equality samadhi?
好，第一个它有两个意思。第一个意思就是说，同时见到一切诸佛的这样的三昧。
There's a two meaning about this universal equality samadhi. This is samadhi. You're gonna see all Buddhas at the same time.
这是第一个。第二个是说，同时见到一切平等的相。
The second is the samadhi is at the same time you're gonna see all equality.
就是说你见到一切佛，同时见到一切现象都是平等，没有分别性。
When you the samadhi, you're going to see all Buddhas and all equality, and at the same time with no discrimination.
因为你见到真实相，见到真实相其实就见到佛，对吧？是吧？所以就讲说你见到住到普等三昧之后，其实就是常见一切不可思议如来，看到吗？你可以常常见到一切，就是见到佛。
When you see the truth, that means when you see the Buddha. So, in the samadhi, you're gonna see all the Buddhas, and then you're gonna, see all the equalities.
现在我们看到是众生，看到是椅子，看到是电器，看到是桌子，是因为我们心有分别。
Now, when we see things, and we see people, we see electronics, and we see things are different because we all use discrimination mind to see things.
你们这次不参加一个佛舞吗？ 总护法师不是告诉你吗？你看到一切东西都是阿弥陀佛，记得吗？是啊。
When last week and there's reciting Buddha's name for 5 days, and the in charge 法师 and tell everybody whatever you see, anything, everything is all Buddha's name.
你现在可以跟这个有相关吗？连起来了吗？
Can you relate it to that?
对，看到了一切都是佛，可是我们看到一切都是众生，看到一切都是烦恼，这个就是反复。
Ordinary sentient being, we see everybody and differently, and then we see everything is vexation. That's regular sentient being. But we want to practice, see everything is Buddha.
所以其实 这里面有修行的方法了吗？有，好，有修行的方法。
This is another method to practice.
好，第一次看我们看第46个愿。
We're going to see vow number 46.
设我得佛的时候，国中的菩萨随其志愿所欲闻法。自然得闻，若不而扯，不取正觉，就是随意闻法愿。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in my land should not be able to hear spontaneously whatever teaching they may wish, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
为什么可以这样？菩萨们为什么这样？你们会觉得为什么？为什么他到西方极乐世界的时候，这些菩萨们，他只要想听就可以听到法，为什么？
Why is that? And the Bodhisattva in Western Pure Land, whenever they want to hear teaching, and they can hear it. Why?
在《阿弥陀经》不是讲吗？一切的，不管是鸟啊、水啊、风啊、树啊，微风追动，出宝行树，即宝罗样，出微妙音，他们都是在念佛、念法、念僧，全部都在说法。
In Amitabha Sutra, and we'll talk about it, the wind blow noise and the trees noise, the water noise, the bird chirping, and they all talk about, they all expounding Dharma. So, and they all are reciting Buddha and Dharma and Sangha.
是啊，所以你看到西方极乐这么殊胜哈，你想要听法，不用说还要坐车来到东珠禅寺，现在连 life 都没了，就非得来不可了。
Isn't that wonderful? And when you want to hear Dharma, so you have to drive, you have to walk into a Chan Meditation Center. And we used to have online real-time teaching on the internet. We don't even have that now.
Okay, 好，我们来看这个愿呢，跟有一个愿很相关。我们来看第十一个愿。
Actually, this vow is very similar, very related to another vow, number 11.
好，请翻到第十一个愿。十一个愿是说，哈，他说这个设我得佛的时候，国中的天人呐，不住定居啊，必自灭度者，不取正觉。就说在这边的国中的人呢，都可以住在所谓的正定居。
Vow number 11. If when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not dwell in the definite assured state and unfailing reach Nirvana, may I not attain?Perfect enlightenment.
这个定句哈可以分成三类，一类叫邪定句，就是听到都是邪法。第二个定句
，this is definite assured state, and there's actually three different kind. And the first one is whatever you hear is not the right dharma, is not the proper dharma.
第二个是意定句，就是就不定句，就是你会听到法之后，你听到会前进进退退，进进退退，进进退退。这个叫不定句。
And the second stage is when you hear this kind of dharma, and you will move forward a little bit and slide back a little bit and move them back and forth.
但是这个啊，你听到佛的这个哈，你就会一直往前走。正定句就是往前，不会后退。
So when you hear this particular vow, this particular state, you will only move forward. You will not retrogress. You will not slide back.
因为在西方极乐世界的众生呢，他们谈的不是世间这些闲杂话，呵呵，他们谈的正法，都是真上法，让自身众生能够成佛之法，所以它叫正定句，就是正定。
Because the Bodhisattva in Western Pure Land, whatever they talk, and they don't do any frivolous talk or gossiping, they only talk about Dharma. That's why they are in this definite assured state, only move forward.
所以不管是风声啊、树声啊、水声、鸟声啊，都是宣讲所谓的微妙法音。
That's why, in Western Pure Land, all the sound from tree, bird, and water, everything, anything, they all expounding dharmas.
好，接着我们看第四十七个愿。
We're gonna see about number 47.
好，四十七个愿，设我得佛的时候，他方国土的诸菩萨众，闻我名字，不急得智不退转者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the land of the other quarters who hear my name should not instantly reach the stage of non-retrogress, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
这个不退转的意思就是所谓的阿比巴字，一生不出，就是他不退转的，不退转。不退转。
So this non-retrogress is just will not slide back.
就是所谓阿比巴字，我们听到常听到阿比巴字
is avivating. A lot of time we hear this special term avivating. It's really not a slide back, not retrogress.
在《阿弥陀经》有一句话，大家听听看，他说：“舍利弗啊，极乐国度众生生者，皆是阿比巴字，其中都有一生不处，其数甚多。”还记得这句话吗？对 ，OK， 好，我们就relate到《阿弥陀经》就好了。
In Amitabha Sutra, and they're talking about specific, they emphasize this point.
好，来，我们翻到你的愿二十二。
We're gonna see about number 22.
跟二十二愿有关。好，二十二愿翻到了吗？哦，第几页？第三页是吧？好，二十二愿这样说：设我得佛的时候，他方国土的诸菩萨众来生我国，究竟必至一生不处。看到吗？就是跟这个愿是相关的。
On about number 22, if when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in Buddha land of other quarters who visit my land should not ultimately and unfailingly reach the stage of becoming a Buddha after one more life.
这个愿是说，你来到我的国中的时候，你可以达到一生不处。四十七愿是说，他方国土听到我的名字也可以这样。
In vow number 22, we talk about my
他方国土来到我的国土，他方国土的诸菩萨众来到我国的时候，可以治一生不处。四十七愿是他方国土菩萨不来，但是听到我的名字也可以。
Vow number 22 is Bodhisattva come to my Bodhisattva come from other Buddha land and come to my land and will become non retrogress. But number vow 47, as soon as they hear my name and they will not slide back and they will be non retrogress.
好，这两个就有点不一样，但是都是这么殊胜哈。好，我们要谈谈什么叫不退。
This is slightly different, but it's almost the same, but it's very good. Now we're going to talk about what's non-retrogress.
有三个不退，什么位不退、念不退、行不退。
There's three different kinds of non-retrogression. First is position, the second is action, the third is thought.
好，我们谈谈什么叫位不退。
The first is position.
他曾说，你证到七地的菩萨的时候，他把见惑、思惑都断尽之后，超出三界，他就不会再退而反复。这个叫位不退。
This is talk about when you attain the seventh stage and all the vexation caused by view and thought and already exhaust and exceeding three rounds, round of desire, round of form, round of formless.And it will not slide back and become Theravada or ordinary sentient beings.
他不会再退回，就是他因为见惑思惑都断了嘛，他不会再退回反复，这个叫位不退。
It will not and slide back to become ordinary sentient being, and that's why called position non-regress.
好，第二个叫行不退。
The second one is called action non-retrogression.
这是讲说，从八住的八住修行，我们不是 修行五十二戒位吗？从发住一直到十回向，十信十住十行十回向嘛，从八住位透过十行位到十回向位，这个过程当中破了所谓的尘沙惑、维系惑，破了维系惑之后呢，他不会退失这个菩提心，所以这个叫做心不退。
Action non-retrogression is from the eighth position to the tenth stage. Before becoming Buddhahood, this is 52 stages of a practice. And from the phase, abiding, and the action, and to this position. And all the small, fine vexation is all exhaust and will not and lose Bodhisattva helping sentient beings' action. That's what we'll call this action non-retrogression.
我不晓得我刚刚有没有讲，就是说位不退是应该是十住菩萨，十住位菩萨，不是十地，十住位菩萨。好，所以你开行的时候，从十信十住嘛，哈，十住到七住菩萨的时候，因为他断了尘惑跟上惑，断了见惑跟失惑的时候，他就位不退。然后从八住以是到十回向位，这边的菩萨们呢，就是这修行人呢，断了尘沙惑，所以他就会心不退，因为他是心菩萨行，所以心不退。
The first position non-retrogress is reaching the
七住哈
from the seventh stage into the tenth stage of abiding. All the big and coarse vexation caused by view and thought is all exhausted. That's why call the position non-retrogression. And the action non-retrogression is from the 8th to the 10th stage, and the fine and smaller vexation is all exhaust, and it will not slide back, and will do bodhisattva helping other sentient beings, deliver other sentient beings' action. That kind of action will never slide back. That's why I call action non-retrogression.
对，好，第三个叫念不退。念不退是讲说初地的菩萨一直修到八地的时候，每一地断一分无明，每一地断一分明，最后他念念当中都是修正道，到最后是菩提的念头不退，就是念不退。
The third is the thought non-retrogression. And from the first stage into the eighth stage of a bodhisattva, every single time, the one percent of ignorance exhausted, and then it will gain 1% of the Dharma body. Every single thought at a proper mindfulness. And that's why I call Bodhi thoughts non-retrogression.
这样大家知道吗？好，就是他是开始的时候一直开始修行，从实性实诸位开始去的时候，就去掉了见惑跟失惑，这个时候就所谓的位不退。然后呢，从八住位一直到十回向位的时候，尘沙惑断了，就是心不退。再往上走的时候，到地的时候，地位的时候，不怕一边断，一边断无明，一正一分法身，到最后是所谓念不退。以上是三个 stage。
These three stages is a position non-retrogress, is the big and coarse vexation from view and thought. The second is action. It's a finer and smaller vexation called action non-retrogression. The third is the thought, Bodhi thoughts non-retrogression.
好，接着我们来看一下最后一个愿，四十八愿。
We're going to see the last vow, number 48.
是我得佛的时候，他方国土的诸菩萨众闻我名字不及得智，第一、第二、第三法忍，于诸佛法不能及得不退转者，不取正觉。
If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in the land of other quarters who hear my name should not instantly gain the first, second, and third insight into the nature of a Buddha, of Dhammas, and firmly abide in the truths realized by all the Buddhas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，第一、第二、第三这个法忍哈。根据这个无量寿经谈到这三个人，第一个人叫做音响人，就是像这个音响声音的音响。
What's this three insight or we'll call three Dharma endurance? And the first is
song.
If it relate to the song.
第二个人叫柔顺人，柔软的柔，顺服的顺，柔顺人。
The second one is called soft obey endurance.
第三个人叫无声法忍。
The third is called absolute dharma endurance.
好，那我们来分解看一下这三个人哈、哦。音响忍，音响应该讲说音响忍是这样，就是说从实性、实住、实行、实会向实地，三地以前的都是听到声音，听到声音，然后听到佛法而开悟的这个，或是能够了悟的，这个叫音响，叫音响忍，就是有声音而得到这个法忍的，叫音响忍。
The first sound endurance,
三地以上。
Okay. The third stage, above the third stage, and bodhisattva all hear the dharma and then gain enlightenment, and this that's why this is called a sound of endurance.
我想你们已经听过一个公案嘛，有一个出家人在那扫地，有个石头咚打到一个东西，开悟了，对吗？那个就是所谓的印象人。
There was an example on this master. He's doing some farming, and when the spear and hitting the rock and that sound, he gained enlightenment from the sound. That's called the sound endurance.
还有虚云老和尚，对不对？他在休息的时候喝水嘛，人家给他倒水，那杯子掉落地，杯子响落地，然后他这个声音也开悟了，对吧？这个也算是印象人。
The same as our lineage master Xu Yun, when he holding the cup and people pour hot water and on his hand, a splash on his hand, he dropped the cup. That the sound of dropping the cup, he gained enlightenment. That's the same thing, same meaning of this sound endurance.
第二个部分叫柔顺忍，就是说这个四地、五地、六地的菩萨们，他因为听到佛的名号，就心柔软。自己的智慧心升起，然后整个去了解，知道事情的实相，这真相，这个叫柔顺忍，起智慧心。
The second one is called softly obey endurance, and because the wisdom mind already arise, and so the mind actually very soft and tender, and they reflect to the Dharma, and that's why this one is called softly obey endurance.
好，第三个叫无声忍。无声忍讲说，这个七地就有很多讲法，有时讲初地，其实是七地以上的菩萨，他已经证到这个实相，实相就是空相，他真的见到实相是空相，那这样这个叫无声忍，叫无声法忍。
The third one is a non-arising old dharma endurance. And actually talk about above seven stages of bodhisattva. These bodhisattva already see the nature. The truth and the true nature is formless. That's why this is called non-arising old dharma endurance.
意思就是说他在不会在任何的事情上起执着起烦恼。
This is really means and encounter any situation and it will not arise a vexation.
金刚经不是有一句话吗？凡所有相皆是虚妄，若见诸相非相，即见如来。对，这个就是无声法忍。
In the Diamond Sutra, it was saying, in a place where there's something that can be distinguished by sign, in that place there is a deception. If you can see the signless nature of a signs, then you can see the Tathagata.
好，这个四十八愿我们也讲到这个地方，就发完愿了嘛，哈，发完愿之后呢，大千世界六遍震动，这个天空就天就散花了，然后大家赞叹说，哇，这个法藏比丘必定成佛。最后有没有成佛？有啊，就是安乐国了，就是西方极乐世界。
This is an all the 48 vows, and after Fa Zhang Bhikkhu and finished talking about this 48 vows and the current Buddha land, everybody was so amazed and so praised his 48 vows, and then they say, "Wow, Fa Zhang Bhikkhu, you're definitely going to achieve Buddhahood." Did he achieve Buddhahood? Yes, he did. And he's Amitabha, right?
是。
He is Amitabha Buddha, and then also he's a pure land, Western pure land.
好，最后我们讲一个公案哈。明朝的那个莲池大师，他教人家怎么念佛，对吧？他教人家念南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。
at the last, we're going to talk about the story. In the Ming Dynasty, this Lianchi master, he teach other people recite the full Buddha's name, Nam Mo Amitabha.
可人家就问他说，那你怎么念？他说我念阿弥陀佛。
And then people ask him, how about you? How do you recite Buddha's name?
他说我只念四个字，念阿弥陀佛四个字。
I only recite Amitabha.
他说为什么这样子？
Why is that?
他说因为啊我就是一定要去西方极乐世界我跟他不客气了只要念四个字就好了。
Because I already determined to go to Western Pure Land, I'm not going to be polite about it, I am going, I already make a determination to go.
好你决定要念几个字四个字就好了太好了。
So how many,
决定要去了对吗好。
So how many words are you going to recite and how are you going to recite? 南无阿弥陀佛 or just 阿弥陀佛。If you recite 阿弥陀佛, that means you already make a determination you're going to go there. You want to go there.
好,我要回来讲说,为什么我会要花四次的时间跟大家讲无量寿经?
Why I'm spending four times to talk about this 48 vows?
当然我们看到无量寿经这个法藏比丘在印地发了这么大的愿然后修行他的愿是真的非常的大可是重点不是在我觉得重点不是描述这个西方极乐世界多殊胜因为已经有经讲他了重点是要让我们在因地的时候就开始要发愿了、
Why I'm spending all this time and to talk about this 48 vows it's really not talk about the description how wonderful the Western Pure Land the key point is you have to raise this vow and not in the future in the now and before you attain Buddhahood in this long process you have to keep a raise a vow and you want to go to Pure Land
好现在我要大家一起合掌我们念十声南无阿弥陀佛之后请你大家自己发愿好不好
We're going to join the pound, recite 10 times Amitabha's name, and then give your own vow.
还是你们要念阿弥陀佛四个字就好了。阿弥陀佛，好，好，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛。阿弥陀佛，好，请你在佛前发一个愿。
And make your own vow in front of Buddha.
将圆满48愿的功德回向一切众生，早日成佛。
Now we conclude 48 vows and we just transfer merit to all sentient beings and wish them achieve Buddhahood.